Welcome to Capital Forum, and that was Amy Allen giving her opinion on many things, and a very good message. As a matter of fact,
good opinion.
Exactly. Good morning, Louise. I didn't know if you were there or not.
Well, I am. I'm just letting everybody know that I'm on a holy coughing fit, and if I get into one, I'm going to drop off.
A holy coughing fit?
Yeah, it's holy.
Good morning, Sergey. Good morning, Sergey, and it's August 14th. Put that time state out there, 2011, August 14th.
Yeah. I'm letting everybody know that we're actually in Springfield, Missouri right now, and we're at the reenactment.
Oh, cool.
For the war. And we're helping with Hughes Camp, which is down here, and a gentleman on the 9 o'clock hour maybe chiming in to talk about what's going on over here. But I do believe we have Ed Kendrick on, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, hi.
Dr. Edward Kendrick, are you online?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Welcome to Capital Forum. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a repeat guest, Dr. Edward Kendrick. He's not only the doctor, but he is a researcher. And primarily, his field of expertise is in September the 11th, 2001. So he has gathered a lot of information about this topic. That's what we will talk about that today, because we slowly but surely approaching to the 10th year's anniversary today of that tragic date, September 11th of 2001. And Dr. Edward Kendrick, what really happened at that tragic day? Let's talk about that.
Well, we experienced a psychological operation that cemented a make-believe story that demonized the Muslim civilization to create a clash of civilizations between the Western world and the Muslim world. And we've been living with that make-believe story, the lies of 9/11, for a decade now.
As we know, and we're talking about this 15 so-called hijackers with these box cutters who tried to hijack planes, and two planes hit two towers at that day, Building 5 and Building 6. Personally, I don't buy that at all. You know, like, let's pretend how somebody would have a knife, or it doesn't matter what type of knife, box cutter, you know, or just, you know, the military version of it, you know.
Sergey, we know so much about 9/11 now that the little details of the make-believe story, which we have been made to believe, the mainstream media is making us believe it ongoingly.
Exactly.
We see periodic references to Muslim terrorists, Al-Qaeda, terrorism. It's a make-believe story.
Yes,
and it's time we wake up and live reality, live the truth.
Yeah, hold your thoughts, please, and we will continue after the break. Please support our sponsors also.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I said, now why would you say I'll be calling you a radical, a liberal, oh, fanatical criminal? Oh, won't you sign up your name? We'd like to be your acceptable, respectable, oh, presentable, a vegetable.
We're back. Our topic today is September 11, 2001, and our guest is Dr. Edward Kendrick. Ed, please continue your thoughts.
Well, the propaganda matrix and the movie The Matrix brags about the types of societies that can be constructed by keeping people under an illusion of a make-believe story. That, for example, we have this worldwide terrorist network supposedly threatening our freedoms because they don't like our freedoms. I agree with that there's such a network, but that network is most likely in the seats of power in our own governments. I need to take a drink of water just a moment.
Sure, take your time. Unfortunately, we live at a very interesting time where, you know, too much manipulation going on, you know, on the top, and we've been deceived many ways in so many different times, and it's, ladies and gentlemen, this is very important just to stay focused and stay out of deception, and that way, that's what we try to do on this network, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and specifically in our program, Capital Forum.
So Sergey, I'm back, and I think my throat's cleared. Back in November of 2005, a friend sent an email to me to look at the collapse of Building Number 7, and I did. And I was up sleepless for about 2 weeks researching 9/11 and finding out the official story cannot be true. And it just destroyed my confidence that news media was there to be a watchdog over government, that media was there to give us the truth. I knew that there were bias, but I didn't realize that the opposite of what could be true would be what media promotes. And I've learned, and with conversation with you, Sergey, about your experiences growing up in the Soviet Union, I've learned to read between the lies.
Very good. That's what people should do, you know. Don't take as it is. question, if you have any doubts, question, even if you make a mistake, maybe you just, you know, like suspect something wrong, go further. Get some fact, get some details, and until you, you know, become more confident, and then you say, okay, I made a mistake, or they didn't tell me the truth. So then you will decide where you at.
Now, the biggest, one of the biggest clues, besides the explosions of the buildings, was that so much of 9/11 was already being told to us during that day. We had news media, for example, telling us about the weakening of the steel. We had pundits on air telling us about Osama bin Laden. The very next day, they were able to name 19 hijackers and show us their photos, about seven of whom have turned up still alive and never admitted to that. Anyway, there's so much of it that comes through media that this is the biggest clue, folks. Who did 9/11 are directly connected and in control of what we hear and know from our media. And we're living in this made-to-believe story, the official lies of 9/11 for now a decade. And that's, and you say, well, what would be their purpose? What would they have intended by making up 9/11?
Right.
Look at what's happened geopolitically. Look at the countries that have been attacked. Look at the changes that have taken place in our civil rights in the United States. The ability.
We have civil rights?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've lost them. Look at.
And we gave it ourselves, too.
Yeah. The Patriot Act is an Orwellian name. It's nowhere close to patriotic. In fact, the Patriot Act is so unconstitutional as to gut the Constitution's provisions for liberty and civil rights.
Right. Quotation marks are missing from that phrase.
One of the other disappointments I've had in these past 6 years now that I think I've been awake or nearly awake is to discover that many of the organizations that were set up to oppose the official story of 9/11 are themselves controlled by the ones that are promoting the tyranny over us. 911truth.org sounds like a great name, but the original constitution of the board of governors or the board of directors of 911truth.org, if you follow their traces, they're undermining the movement to really disclose who did it and what really happened.
And the families for 9/11.
Yeah.
I have a little bit in on all that because of a couple of things. And if I get into a coughing fit, guys, I'm going to have to lock my phone off. I don't think it's good on the air. But my family's all in New York. And a lot of my family were firefighters that went in. I lost three or four uncles. I think it was three.
In those fires.
But many who went in there were still family members, no heels. They knew the blowing up came from the bottom up. It didn't come from the top down. So, and they were the ones out there yelling. When the firefighters, the very people who were going in, are saying it was blowing up from the bottom. And they could not dispute it. They're firefighters that lost their jobs that had been, you know, 20-year veterans, 30-year veterans, lost their jobs because they demanded something. Because they knew that it was being blown up from the bottom. It was already blowing up when they came in the building before it started going down.
Louis, you're talking about Building 5 and 6, twin towers, right?
Right.
We also have Building 7, and Ed, you mentioned about that. And for some strange, really strange reason, it was collapsed. As a matter of fact, it was demolished. Can we just talk a little bit about that?
Well, Building 7 is one of the most easily understood gateways to knowing that the official story is a make-believe story that we've been made to believe these lies. Building 7, 47 stories, dropped in 6.5 seconds. We've all heard, or most of us have heard of Larry Silverstein's famous comment, pull it, when he was talking to one of the fire chiefs on the phone, there's been arguments about whether they meant to pull out the firemen or whether it meant to take down the building. But a reporter was present in the area of Larry Silverstein that day after the Twin Towers came down, and Silverstein is reported to have phoned his insurance company to ask them that if they had to take down Building 7 with demolition, would the insurance company pay the claim? That news came out a few years after I woke up, and that was bombshell information, but wasn't reported in mainstream media, that Silverstein wanted to be sure he'd get his insurance check if he exploded Building 7.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, on the demolition language, this is slang. Pull means to demolish the building. So
I think most of us are aware of the basics of the 9/11 lies, and that the buildings in New York were exploded, and that we've also found in four dust samples from Ground Zero, a 10 scientists studied dust samples that were presented, four independently collected dust samples, and they found an exotic military-grade type of explosive called nanothermite. I think we all know some of that, and I think
Did anybody know that the military was in there the day before and the week before doing supposed checks, and they moved everybody out of the buildings?
Yeah, and the bomb-sniffing dogs had been removed 2 weeks before 9/11. The bomb-sniffing dogs that were usually seen in the lobby. Uh-huh.
Interesting fact.
And also FEMA was prepared for a bioterrorist attack rehearsal, and they brought their helicopters, their crew, and communications gear positioned in place, ready to go the night before 9/11. So we had this, it was called Tripod 2, I think it is Tripod 2, a rehearsal by FEMA of a bioterrorist attack. All the gear and people in place the day before 9/11, ready to go the next morning.
How about the fact the firemen, which only came up for a short time, but the firemen trying to go up the side paths, you know, to bypass the elevators, they're locked. They were locked down. There were whole areas that completely locked down, and those same areas that were locked down were the same areas that started blowing. So there's a lot more to what's been said. Another one is, do you ever remember, anyone remember listening to the guys who were the military, and they were calling out, and they said, is this us? I mean, is this just a simulation? What's going on here? Do you remember that?
There's a company.
Those guys were over in, they were military. And they believed they were doing a simulation. And they were over in Vandenberg Air Force Base, because I know a few of them that were part of it. And one of them is and I'm going to say it, because, you know, in the meantime, he's become very ill with cancer. His wife's become ill with cancer. Most of their family is suddenly becoming very ill. Okay, his name is Bell. And he called me that they had moved them to a different place, and he said, I think we did this. And he said, I'll tell you what happened. We'll spend time on a break.
Yes, we have a break coming up, a commercial break, so we'll continue after that. Please stay tuned, don't go away.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Patriot Act took our liberties, and there's no judge, no jury.
Booyah!
Dropping our phones, breaking down our doors, waging on the people a civil war.
Booyah!
Work three jobs and bring home no pay.
Booyah!
IRS takes it all away. We struggle.
We're back. This is Capital Forum on Republic Broadcasting Network. Our topic today is September 11, 2001. We're talking about that tragic day, what really happened, and what we can do about it. So, Ed, please continue.
Well, that was a very interesting story about the simulation exercises. NORAD had some exercises in the Northeast Air Corridor to intercept hijacked airliners at exactly the same time as the hijackings. There was a company called PTECH, P-T-E-C-H, that introduced additional bogies on the radar so that radar controllers and the dispatchers were in a confusion as to whether this hijacking process was real world, actually happening, or whether they were in their exercise that had been scheduled for a while, and they were doing this exercise as if to prepare for such an event as actually was happening.
Those guys were in Vandenberg.
Yeah. And so one of the things that we learned was one of the managers at the air traffic control in Boston took the radar tapes, the recordings of the radar activities, and he shredded them and threw them away. So that's destroying the evidence of what would have shown the numbers of different simulated hijackings that were occurring on the radar screens.
That fact itself is very interesting and make everybody think, okay, so they knew they were doing something wrong, so they just want to eliminate all evidence of it. So it would be hard to prove, hard to find more evidence behind
Well, they've worked very hard to contain the evidence, and it hasn't happened. The evidence is very clear. It's right in plain sight for for us to see the evidence of 9/11. And I was encouraged by a recent poll taken in Germany that 89% of Germans, 9 out of 10 Germans, don't believe the official story of 9/11. I'm sad to say that Americans are more gullible and that the poll numbers likely would show perhaps as many as 50% at this point are still trusting of the government's story and still want to believe the make-believe story that Muslims are the bad guys.
But don't you think that's possibly not actually true? Almost everybody I've ever talked to said that they don't agree with the official story. They don't know what it is, but they don't agree with it. Unfortunately, our numbers, we are one of the least free countries in the world anymore. Our media, our everything, any poll, whatever you have done, is fixed. It's in advance, taken over. So it's no different than all of our freedom groups, like you were talking about. They're infiltrated by the Republican Party or this one or that one. They're taken over. We don't have a way to truly gauge what the people think.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's almost like a Stepford Wives type of infiltration of government, of media, of the court systems, executive branch, prosecutors, and so forth, all occupied by a group that have such a competence in deception and an underlying motive that runs counter to the direction of a free society, that they have this competence of such a magnificent proportion as to be just about anywhere at any moment and every place in a position to wipe out anyone that opposes by deed or word the agenda. It's almost, I've felt many times, it's almost a satanic agenda that we've got a group of devils here on this earth that have figured out a way to matriculate to the top levels of key congressional committees, to the top levels.
No, I know that's true.
The president's cabinet, and that these devils are driving the human journey off a cliff.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think they pick Muslims as a scapegoat?
That one's too easy.
Well, yeah, the first thing that comes to mind for me is money, the Muslim system of money. In the U.S., we're taught to be very wary and scary. It's like a Halloween statement, Sharia law, Sharia law. It's like terrorism. And Sharia law involving money means no usury, no loaning at interest. That the Muslim systems have been developed around money that doesn't involve interest. And if you look at the countries that have recently been attacked, Hussein, Libya, these Muslim countries, Iran, have money systems that don't involve usury. Well, that runs counter to the Rothschild world banking interests. They want to make that interest. And in fact, in the United States, your W-2s, the collective W-2s of every single American, just barely don't cover the national interest on the national debt. That's getting behind on the credit cards, folks. And it's a setup that's intrinsic to the nature of our money system. So that's number one. Louise, what do you think is the reason for demonization of the Muslim world?
Well, let's continue.
We got a break. Yeah, we got a break.
We have a break coming up. We'll continue short after that. Listeners, please support our sponsors to keep going our program on the air.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We're back. We talk about September the 11th, 2001.
That, though. See, yeah. Let me tell you something. I'm so thankful, Ed, that you keep pushing that envelope and that you don't let it die. But the spin on it, unfortunately, the same people who are spinning one way are spinning another. And the true hit to this is Zionism. And you have been correct in absolutely, that Zionism is the driver of almost everything. However, most of the time, the Zionism appears to come in the same thing as Judaism, and they are opposed. As everybody who's ever known anything about Jews, there's only one God. They don't have any others, no false idols or anything else. And Jews believe in governing yourself, because God didn't want kings or queens or this. If you remember. So it is opposed, it's absolutely opposed to Zionism, Judaism. They oppose each other. However, there's a Zionist group that many who are Germans and others that have taken on some Hebrew names after what went on with Hitler. And they are pushing many of the Russian Jews, or not even, they're not even Jews, they're just Russians, who are saying they're Jews, and they're shoving them into Israel, and they're shoving them into the Palestinian neighborhoods. And if they can keep going, they can bring about what they call Armageddon. Even George Bush Jr., do you remember him saying that? If we have enough Jews there, he says, we can have Armageddon. And then, remember him saying that? He was not very bright, so he talked out loud. Okay? So the point is that's the point. The point of all of this is to rally us against each other. And that's the real issue. We against Muslims, but we're shoving Jews All Christians, rush, quick. Send your local Russian Jew over into Israel. By the way, they're not Jews. I think it was the numbers game was like 82% of the people that they're sending never were Jews, never knew anything about Judaism. But they're being sent all the way over there into Palestinian areas so that the clash can happen. And we're being manipulated at the highest order.
A lot of them, they were at the first, I would say, first years of settlement. Then what they did, because they wanted to overpopulate the area to take over the, you know, their neighbors. So what they did, they left that, you know, the barrier. So it's like at early stages when they require only 100% Jews move to Palestine area. I'm talking about that area where the historically called Palestine, you know.
Well, I know you're talking about that, but they're not
right.
Jews.
So it's like husband and wife, or man and woman, and then children, of course. Then later they would accept the you know, the people with mixed nationalities.
I keep saying, if I go into Russia, and I've been in Russia, so if you go in Russia, Ukraine, or otherwise, and you go into the poor neighborhoods, someone has absolutely nothing. Especially after the fall of the USSR and many of their other programs. So if you say, I have a house for you, I've got property for you, I've got food for you, I've got a job for you, if you're a Jew, how many hands go up? Well, let's see if you put in your neighborhood.
More likely
I want you to
a lot.
Go to the worst neighborhood in America, and you say, if you're Jewish, I have a house for you, I have this for you, I have that for you, and it's free. How many hands are going to come up?
I think
you
a
have
lot.
More Jews than you know how to deal with.
But at present time, let Ed
get into this.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Right. Let me just finish my thoughts quickly.
Okay, go ahead.
At present time, actually, it's reversed. So a lot of people unhappy, and some of them started to coming back. So the situation has changed over there.
Okay, let's summarize this, because I think that the details of migration of Russians into Israel, whether they be Jews or just people that want to get a free house in Israel, that Israel is being used as a staging ground for manipulation of the world scene.
Mm-hmm.
That Israel has
you're right.
Well, if you're Russian, pure Russian,
let Ed go. He's on a roll.
Yeah.
Come on, Ed.
So Israel is a staging ground for manipulation of the world scene, and we know of the warring ways of the Middle East, and Israel, whether you believe they're in the right or the wrong, Israel is central to the warring in the Middle East, and the United States has a complete commitment, apparently, at the top of our government, a complete commitment to the security of Israel, and the U.S. is actually acting as Israel's protector and second in the fighting of Israel's wars in the Middle East.
Have you heard the Jews that are angry?
81 congressmen right now in Israel, probably getting their marching orders. They're on a expense-paid junket to Israel, and these 81 congressmen have chosen not to return to their own districts at a time when we are having economic calamity in the United States. They're going to Israel for what? Are they getting their marching orders from Israel? Why don't we just...
No, they're getting it from Christianity. This is what I'm trying to tell you. It is this, we're going to bring about Armageddon thing. Protecting Israel does this. It's a hoax. It's a farce.
Yeah.
Okay? If you go to church, Ed, you walk into church and you say, you know what, I'm talking to these people about bringing Russians to Israel and our support of Israel. Every stupid person say, we have to support Israel. No, we don't. Okay, the real Israelis don't support Israel. And the reason why is because they're being manipulated into a war. And if you listen to many of the doctors who are Jews, or what have you, who have been there all their lives, and they say, okay, they are pushing us into a war. They're the ones going in there and saving Palestinians and saving Jews. Okay, our governments are literally part of this ism supposed. But we're not saving Israel. If we got out of there, if we stopped giving them money, we're actually holding down the guys who want to fight. There are guys, remember the old eye for an eye? If you remember when the Scud missiles from Saddam was going over there? Do you remember our people saying, the military says, well, we have to make sure that Israel doesn't fight back. So we'll interfere on this part, but we have to make sure Israel, because otherwise it will be a lockout. They'll just really go in there. So we've got to preserve this way. So if you listen to what they were doing when the Scud missiles were going, you'll understand what's happening. Israel's not allowed to fight back. They're getting paid not to fight back, only to protect themselves, but not fight back.
Fight back against the regional incursions? Are you saying that?
Right. Yes.
Well, what was that genocide in Gaza about 2 years ago?
Yeah, I know, but again, that's the other part of it. That's the opening it for the Jews in the Gaza Strip.
Okay.
You have to understand, there's multiple things happening at the same time. Okay? There are multiple things happening. My opinion, all Jews should be sent to, we should take all the real Jews and bring them over to any desert place we have in the United States. Leave Israel for everybody else to kill himself over. Zionists have no clue anymore because who they're fighting with, they don't even know.
Well,
so,
yeah, but that's a fairy tale. I would start with isolationism in the United States with regard to the Israeli issues and just stop all aid to Israel. Aid is coming back to us in the form of huge lobbying payments to our misleaders, to our Congress critters that are junketing in Israel while we have domestic problems here at home rather than going back to their districts. Israel doesn't need our aid. They are quite successful at exporting their own weapons, their own technologies in spying. Israel, what we get from Israel chiefly, chiefly is their enemies. That's the export that the United States gets from Israel, and then we get to pay to fight Israel's enemies.
Okay, I have a question.
Our nation building, and by the way, long before we were helping Israel, okay, we were putting in Castro, Saddam Hussein. We're putting in Osama bin Laden. If you look at all the people that we've put in, we don't have a good track record. And that's because we're playing that same game. This game is bigger than anything you ever thought of in Israel. And you're right. We need to end aid to Israel. We need to stop sending people from Russia and other places to Israel. That's what we need to do.
Okay, I have a question. What does Israel have to do with September 11, 2001 tragic day?
That's a perfect segue into a plug for my website. My website is rediscover911.com. That's rediscover911.com. And I'd be very happy for you to visit that website and give your comments. I field all comments as the webmaster to rediscover911.com.
Right. Let's expand a little bit into that question I ask, because we want our listeners to know that part also.
But do you realize we're being manipulated? The anti-Semitic end is being manipulated. The finding fault in it's all the Mexicans who did it. It's all the Jews who did it. It's all the Arabs who did it. We have a list of enemies that they have put for us.
Hey, folks, you got a bunch of callers that are stacking up. You have George in Texas, Mark in Georgia, and Mike in Maryland. We see you on the line, and we'll get you in just a second.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
I'd like to go to calls.
Yes, let's take calls. George, go ahead, please.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, George.
All right, going back to 9/11, I got a little bit different take because I lived in Florida at the time. I lived in Bradenton, Florida, and I worked on the Sarasota-Manatee County line. And this was back in 9/11 where Bush was reading his pet goat story at Booker Elementary School. And I talked to I worked for 7-Eleven at the time as a assistant manager, and the deputies from the Sarasota County Sheriff's Department and the police officer from the Sarasota City City Police told me there was a strange standing operating procedure because when they found out our country was under attack, a lot of these extra detail went to Booker Elementary School to make sure the president gets back safely to Air Force One, and they were told to stand down just to have standard security detail. And here's the thing is, at that first moment, President Bush being standing there in a half hour at Booker Elementary School, I mean, if I were the president and I knew we were really under attack, I would not put those children in harm's way. I would get the hell out of there. And, you know, the Secret Service should have grabbed him and took him right there that second.
Exactly.
Remember? It was on the TV everywhere. The vice president is safe.
Yeah. Before we take our next caller, I'd like to mention that George Bush has revised his mindset, and he's reporting on a Smithsonian documentary, now a 10th anniversary documentary by the Smithsonian of all groups. George Bush is telling about what he was thinking about being there for that period of time. And for those that are interested, go to YouTube and search these words, plane hit kite, K-I-T-E, must steal. Plane hit kite, must steal. Watch that video on YouTube.
Hey, George, did you ever explore why Jeb Bush, the governor of Florida, actually declared the national emergency or a state of emergency the day before 9/11?
I heard about that after the fact, but I really think it kind of like fell apart. But you know, the other thing that really got me is not real is because when the planes hit the Pentagon in Shanksville, Tennessee, all you got is a hole in the wall and a hole in the ground. There ain't no wreckage or anything like that. And even pilots and aviators told me when the plane hit the Pentagon, it's impossible to come in at that trajectory and hit the building because the lift from the jet engines would not allow that to happen.
Exactly. You got a good point. And they couldn't find
a lot of people died there. Well, hold on here. The one thing that gets us in trouble
from the plane.
But the one thing that gets us in trouble all the time is people saying that nobody died. And that's not happened. A lot of people died. The point is, whether it's our government, then I believe that 100% that this government entity was behind, same as, no different than Oklahoma City. It was a way, whether homegrown or other, to move us like sheep into a pen. And that's the real issue. It's to move everybody everywhere into their submission.
Also, too, Donald Rumsfeld, I think the day before, was trying to go for Congress saying, where's $2 trillion? And where the Pentagon was hit was where they were doing the auditing, finding out where that $2 trillion went.
Right. That amount was actually so-called missing, right?
Yes.
So maybe message was, okay, they did something with that money and tried to hide. Well, let's just, launch a missile into the building and just destroy the evidence and we'll go from there.
Also, the chief accounting officer for the Pentagon during that period was Rabbi Dove Zakheim, who coincidentally came out of private industry where his company manufactured and installed fly-by-wire remote flight control systems for Boeing aircraft.
Interesting.
One more thing. Even like in Russia, where Sergei's from, the Russian FSB and many intelligence circles in Russia, mainly all the people in Russia, all knew this was an inside job. And they all say it was these Israelis, because they say no Muslims got arrested. It was actually Israelis that got arrested.
Speaking of FSB, actually FSB, it sounds like a CIA over here. They warned the U.S. intelligence and then the U.S. government about a couple months prior that they expect something major attack possibly happen on your soil. So U.S. government and even U.S. intelligence didn't take it seriously. personally, I would. If somebody with big credential of FSB tell me something, I would listen.
We got a break coming up, guys.
Thanks for your call, Georgia. And Mark from Georgia and Mike from Maryland. We'll get you after the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Everybody, please listen to and support the sponsors. And the call in number, 800-313-9443.
It has amused itself to death.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alimax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful, a miracle.
We're back. Well, we have callers online. George, anything you want to say, or are you still there? George?
Yeah, I think we...
Yeah, why don't we take Mark in Georgia. Mark, what do you have for us this morning?
You know, several months ago, I was at a local GOP, the county GOP, where I'm now persona non grata, and I was simply trying to get some people to sign as witnesses on a document that basically pointed out that we were promised firm, convincing proof that Bin Laden carried out 9/11, and this document said, you know, the Taliban said they'd hand him over if only they were shown proof. What if the Taliban were right when they said, we've examined your evidence and it doesn't measure up? And I guess one of the most devastating things that I pointed out is you had to have a body of evidence before we invaded Afghanistan. You can't claim, oh, look what we found, you know, retroactively. You can't claim retroactive causas belli by saying, oh, we found this videotape, wink, wink. And basically the chairman of the local GOP, he took me outside and went, you have an agenda. Yeah, I'm completely open and honest about my agenda. Is the problem that I have an agenda, or is the problem that my agenda of being open and honest is in conflict with your agenda of dodging, weaving, and evading? And what they don't want to admit is this was lawfully delivered on the 6th of April. I'll just between you and I, and I don't think that Phil Gingrey is likely to listen to this broadcast, but basically I've been having trouble finding that actual document. But it's no big deal to just send it to him all over again and say, well, now you have another 60 days. Prove to me that Bin Laden carried out 9/11, or otherwise, if you have no proof that Bin Laden carried out 9/11, and I don't believe they do, you're admitting that this whole war on terror is a fraud. Because
first
we
of
know
all,
that
Bin Laden is ours.
Yeah. You know that, and I know that. You know as well as I do that he's a CIA. He was a CIA asset in this little segment. That, well, we finally, you know, when I had this thing with where I went to the local GOP and, you know, went back there, I'm going to prepare some flyers for the next time they meet, and it's like, and I'm going to basically tell people, Bill Gingrey has admitted by default that there is no proof, there is no evidence that shows that Bin Laden in any way directed or orchestrated 9/11. And I'm not, obviously, the flyer is going to point out, I'm not saying that he's been in any way open and honest. He will continue the warmongering propaganda, the same package of lies about
it's
Iran.
It's the same bunch. I worry more about the fact that we unilaterally invaded Iraq, a country that did not have weapons of mass destruction.
Clearly.
Had nothing
clearly.
To do with 9/11. And nobody in there was for 9/11. Yet Saudi Arabia, there was supposed to be some a lot from Saudi Arabia. And
according to the official account,
so
right.
Going into Afghanistan wasn't a big thing to me. What was the fact is that Osama bin Laden, the Northern Alliance, and all the rest of them were ours. We developed them,
well,
we put them there, we armed them.
Well, the point being is that the linchpin is that they claim we have no evidence on our side, and it's like, you don't have time for me to even outline the evidence that we have. You know, the physical evidence, the scientific evidence, the eyewitness accounts. We have loads of evidence in historical context of, you know, every war we've been in has been, you know, we look back a generation late and realize they lied to us.
Good.
And the thing is that we need to, you know, it's like, I guess you're familiar with Dr. Alan Sabrowski, your former director of studies at the War College, and he basically said it is the... what we need to be clear is that there is a satanic counterfeit of Judaism. And that satanic counterfeit is called the synagogue.
And Christianity.
Well, and I agree with you on that. You want me to stand by?
Yes, hold your thoughts, Mike. We will continue after the break.